Okay, welcome back, and hopefully we won't fall asleep within the next 30 minutes with the dessert. Sometimes it makes us sleepy. A point or a thought that I just wanted to bring up while we wait for everyone else to come in. The story that we read about in Acts chapter 6 and 7 about Stephen. There was a man there that was also part of the stoning. Who was he? Saul. Who is who? Who became the Apostle Paul. Was part of that. So that's just an interesting, thought. Okay, so since we're talking about fearless, now what I want to do with the last time that the time that we have left tonight is how does this apply to me, fearlessness? How do I apply it to my life? Anyone willing to take a shot? Yes, sir.
One of the things so that we can learn how is to study the Bible so that we can get that courage and be with that courage and that boldness so that we can be sure of where we are so that when we apply it, we have studies with other people, know what to say and what to do, and make sure that every time we're preaching to people in love so that we can bring them to Christ. But we have to prepare ourselves spiritually so that we can help other people. Because any other way, if we're not prepared, I don't care what you say, if you're not prepared, you're not going to convince nobody because it's a word of God that's going to bring them up.
Okay. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3, and this will go with what his comment is that we, and as Stephen, we see Stephen, one of the seven, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. So he was prepared, wasn't he? So let's see what Peter has to say in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. So what is our obligation as Christians? We should be what? So to be fearless, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready according to what 1 Peter is telling us. And the other thing I wanted to do is, what does it take for someone to be fearless? We mentioned some of these words. For me to be fearless, and I'm talking about fearless spiritually before God, not fearless like Brother Joe mentioned at the first of the lesson, he used the word dumb, or scripture uses, Jesus talks about the wise man and the fool. You know, we become a fool, but lost my train of thought here. Give me a minute to...
What do we have to do to be fearless?
What do we have to do to be fearless? Thank you. Thank you, Brother John, for bringing me back to the lesson. What do we have to add to fearlessness, spiritually speaking? We said that we have to have what? We have to have faith. What else? Knowledge.
Learning.
I'm sorry?
Learning.
Learning. To continue to study and grow within in the gospel, we have to have Brother Adam.
Oh, I was going to say, listen, 2 Peter talks about it, verse chapter 1, start there at verse 5. Gives us a lot of things that we could
you read it? Yes, sir.
But also for the Spirit, because it's given all the books, acts of your faith, virtue, knowledge, control, self-control, perseverance, perseverance, godliness, lovely kindness. But the kindness, love.
And so what he just read is virtues that we have to add to our faith. And so these virtues make us what? Help us to grow. Right? So we have to add these virtues to our faith in order to grow. And so the question, going back to the question, what does it take for someone to be fearless? Well, we have to be confident. We see, going back to Stephen, we see the confidence that he had. We saw the faith that he had. We saw the courage that he had. We saw what else? The knowledge that he had, the boldness that he had. Can we have these qualities?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Brother Zach.
To add to the traits that you are identifying, also the traits that are also John 7. With John chapter 4 begins with 15. With John chapter 4 with 15 says,
Exactly. And I think we see it in Stephen when he is being stoned to death. What's his focus? God. What is our focus? What does our focus have to be? Are we going to have challenges in our lives? Are we, how do we become fearless? You know, before God. And so, our focus has to be on God. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to overcome these things in our lives. It's not me. It's not myself. It's not my strength. But it's the love of God that He has for mankind, is what Brother Zach is saying. That there's no fear in what? In love. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, because there's another thing that does something else that I've kind of wanted to add tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. What the writer of Hebrews here, chapter 12, he's encouraging us. You almost have to read chapter 11, because chapter 11 is the chapter of faith, right? Gives you a list of faithful men and women, doesn't it? It says, well, this person was faithful, Moses was faithful, Abraham, all these men were faithful. There's a list, Sarah, there's a list of faithful men and women. And then he continues to say in chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, and this should be words of encouragement to us. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, and this is what we're talking about, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what is the writer of Hebrews telling us then? There's witnesses. There's a list of faithful men and women. And guess This list continues to grow up to now, the list of faithful men and women. They should be an encouragement to us. He says, so this should be, you know, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. So the focus needs to be right. To be able to be fearless before God. Another example is that I want to use tonight is Philippians chapter 1. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Verses 12, beginning with verse 12, 13, and 14. And the Apostle Paul says, but I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So what is Paul saying here? You see the life of Paul. We said that he was present when Stephen was stoned, but then he became an apostle, and he is willing to suffer for Jesus' sake. He says, all these bonds and all these things that I've gone through are worth it. Who's it benefiting? Benefiting The Apostle Paul?
I would say the church.
That's what he's saying, that it's benefiting you. Because what? The hear of his bonds and everything that he's been suffering to. And what do the other Christians think about that? They say, well, if he can go through it, if he's willing to suffer, guess what? So this is why he says, I'm glad, because this is for the furtherance of the gospel, for the gospel to grow. So he was willing to suffer for Christ. So he's also an example, and it should serve us as an encouragement for us as well. And the last one that I'd like to use is, okay, I think it's, I just read the chapter, it's chapter 1 and verse 21, but yeah, that's what I didn't write down. Okay, it's Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, and this will be the last verse that I have for tonight. And with the same thought in mind as far as what we just read in the same chapter, that Paul was willing to suffer for the furtherance of the gospel, he is able to say these words in verse 21 because he has that confidence. He has that faith. He knows what he's, where he stands before God. We can see the confidence that he has. Listen to what he says in verse 21. He says to them, he says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." We see the confidence in the Apostle Paul. He says, so what he's saying, he says, look, if I live, if I continue to live, it's going to be for your benefit, because I'm going to continue to teach you and encourage you. But even if I die, it is gain. So we see the confidence that the faith that the Apostle Paul has to say these words. This is where we should be at. Have that confidence. Have that faith to be able to say the same thing that the Apostle Paul is saying here. He says, "But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in strait betwixt to having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." He says, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you, and all for your furtherance and joy of faith." So this is why he says, for me to live is Christ, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Either way, he says, if I live, I continue to live for Christ, and if I die, it is gain. And so, once again, this should be, this is what we need to do. We need to add these qualities, these things to our faith. In order to be fearless, we have to have that confidence in God's word. It's not something that happens overnight. You know, it's something that we have to constantly work on to continue to grow in Christ. Any last comments or any last words that anyone would like to add to the lesson tonight?
I
So thank you for your attendance and.